This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reactions are still being recorded with the news that U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have tested positive for the coronavirus, upending the race for the White House just a month away from the election. Mr. Trump's Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, and his running mate, Kamala Harris, say their thoughts are with the first couple, and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on Americans to pray for the president's health. In a tweet last night, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." Together is in caps. The 74-year-old president has always had high risk factors for the virus, notably his age and his weight. Ironically, Mr. Trump has repeatedly played down COVID while pretending it would go away on its own, even as he pushed for an early vaccine. Nearly 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president has rarely worn a mask and has ridiculed others for using them. Medical experts insist that face coverings are a key to containing the spread of the virus. Mr. Trump has also continued to hold large campaign rallies in the run-up to the November 3rd voting, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night, the president again claimed the end of the pandemic was in sight. The amended schedule for Mr. Trump's activities omits planned campaign stops. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. Vice President Mike Pence's office says Pence and his wife Karen have both tested negative for the virus. Politico quotes Democratic Party strategist Andrew Feldman as saying this is the worst nightmare for the Trump campaign. Joe Biden is in the critical battleground state of Michigan today, where he's talking up his plans for the economy, pledging to work to improve the outlook for middle-class families. This is